The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Carolina starts the new year on Saturday night in Little John Coliseum versus Clemson, as the Heels have won four in a row to enter ACC play 10-3. One area where the Heels are starting to see improvement is outside shooting, where Justin Jackson, Nate Britt, and J.P. Tokoto have all contributed in addition to Marcus Page. Tar Heel head coach Roy Williams on his team's shooting.
I said at the start of the year I thought we'd get better as a shooter, and I think we have. We've got to do a better job of moving against the zone. Kennedy and Bryce got to do a better job for sure, and the other guys too, because then the zone has to worry about those guys a little bit, and then you have more open outside shots as well.
Before you take that first drink of alcohol, make sure you have a plan to get home safely. Alcohol affects your judgment, even after that first drink. After a couple more, you might think you're okay to drive, but you're not. Always designate a non-drinking driver. There's no happy holiday ending to drunk driving. MAD North Carolina wishes you a safe holiday season. Visit mad.org/NC to learn how you can plan a safe party and get home safely.
It's never too early to talk with your kids about the dangers of alcohol, but it can be too late. In North Carolina, almost 27,000 violent crimes are committed every year when kids and alcohol mix. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking. Visit talkitoutnc.org.
It will be a long 2.5 months through a very difficult ACC, but the Tar Heels will try to improve day by day.
We'll try to bust our tails in practice in a big way and get a heck of a lot better, but you know, there's no excuse for throwing a ball to guys' feet and it going out of bounds. There's no excuse for throwing a ball over a guy's head by 10 feet and throwing it in the seventh row of the risers over there. But I'm not coaching just to try to win a game. I'm trying to coach to try to make this team the best basketball team we can be.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by the North Carolina ABC Commission. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking.
Time now for traffic, and this report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. Right now, things looking pretty clear outside. Might want to watch yourself going out on the roadways for a couple of reasons. Number one, it was below freezing for much of the night last night and still is below freezing here in Chapel Hill and probably will stay below 32 for much of the morning. And also, watch out for the Highway Patrol out there because they're out and about this morning since, unfortunately, New Year's Eve brings about a lot of people deciding to drink when they shouldn't be drinking, and drive when they shouldn't be driving, and drink when they shouldn't be drinking. So, watch out for that. But aside from that, things looking pretty clear out there right now. This report brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off of I-40 at the 751 exit. WCHL weather is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace for the first day of 2015. We're expecting sunny skies with highs in the upper 40s. Tonight, partly cloudy during the evening and then becoming mostly cloudy. Not quite as cool tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, cloudy, slight chance of rain during the afternoon. Highs around 50, chance of rain at 20%. And for tomorrow night, cloudy, 50% chance of rain, lows in the upper 30s. Right now, it is 25 outside. This report brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fountain drink perfection daily. Made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees over their famous chewy ice. Guaranteed to taste great. It's Cruisers. Good to go. Right now, it is 6:49, 25 outside here on this New Year's Day 2015, taking a look at celebrity birthdays. You might be wondering to yourself, who is a New Year's Day baby? Well, singer and guitarist Country Joe McDonald of Country Joe and the Fish turned 73. Comedian Don DeBello, you might know him better as Father Guido Sarducci, turned 72. And actor Rick Hurst, who was Cletus on Dukes of Hazzard, He turns 69 years old today. And actor Morris Chestnut, who was in The Brothers and The Best Man, he turns 46. And actor Vern Troyer, otherwise known as Mini-Me from the Austin Powers films, he turns 46 today. They all share a birthday with our local superstar, Michelle Bank Dantzler, who used to work with us here at WCHL. She lives in Chapel Hill. And Michelle, very happy birthday to you on this day of January 1st, 2015. Coming up, we'll have today's Freddie Kiger trivia question, the first one of the new year. Stay with us.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary four-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing, and we can say we knew her when. Visit unccchildrens.org.
Rabbit, rabbit, happy new year!
Woo! Yeah!
Oh, you started to do that Tigger bit there for a second there.
Oh, man.
How's it going, man?
That was good. Did you have fun last night?
Yeah, I did. I hope you did.
Yeah, kind of a small group of people got together, had a nice dinner.
Yeah?
Had a nice dinner at Elaine's.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Very nice.
Hey, listen.
Got the table up in the window, which I love to sit up there.
Here's the song that I was singing when I first woke up this morning.
When I woke up this morning.
You were on my mind.
But I guess that wasn't the song.
No, that's not right. What I was singing was, well, I woke up Thursday morning and with no way to hold my head, that didn't hurt. I just substituted for Thursday.
Yes, you did.
For Sunday.
Yes, you did.
See
I'm going to hate myself in the morning.
Clifford Curry.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that in ages, man.
My favorite of Clifford Curry, though, was She Shot Us.
She Shot All My Soul. That's right. Oh, man, I love Clifford Curry.
Yeah.
I forgot about it. I'm going to hate myself in the morning.
I'm going to hate myself
in the morning. I met Clifford Curry one time.
Yeah.
I was working at a radio station in my hometown.
Yeah.
Played a lot of Beast music. It was down in Rockingham.
Yep.
This real tall guy shows up one day. He's got bangs down here. Straight hair. It was purple. Bright purple hair. It was Clifford Curry.
Thanks. Sound like
and
George Clinton.
Wanted to talk to me about his new record.
Hot. You know, he did a tune. Sylvia Hatchell gave me a recording of Carolina. Is it Carolina Blue?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Great song. Mentions Chapel Hill by name.
Yeah. And Clifford Curry, I remember I was about to get off the air right then. I was about to sign off.
Yeah.
It was a daytime radio station. And after I did, I said, hang on a second. And I walked outside with him. And we stood in the parking lot talking for like 45 minutes.
That's awesome.
He was a terrific guy.
Oh, I love
his
stuff.
Just a wonderful guy. Yeah. And he was out promoting his own record.
I think that's awesome. It's like John Grisham selling his first book out of his trunk.
Yeah.
The trunk of his car.
And Clifford was out there. He was driving a convertible. I can't remember what it was, but it was a convertible.
Was it purple, too?
And he had, no.
Pink. Pink Cadillac?
I don't think it was pink.
Right.
But I don't even remember what color it was. It wasn't, like, loud and, like, blatant like his hair.
Right.
But I just remember thinking, you know, this guy's riding around in a convertible.
Yeah.
With that purple hair, he's going to get a lot of attention.
Was he in a purple haze?
He may have been.
I don't know.
Yeah,
right.
All in his brain.
Well, all of this
mind.
Stuff that we're talking about kind of lends in itself to the segue. Our category today on the first day of 2015, Bubblies.
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 All right, this is going to set the pace for the entire year, folks.
We're in trouble then.
We may need more time.
Yeah, let me have a couple of days to get rolling here.
Yeah, let me.
Bubblies,
we
bubblies.
We need an hour set aside.
Since everybody probably had a glass or two of champagne or bubbly raised at midnight early this morning.
Even Jeff Hamlin did that.
Yeah, well, he should. He earned it.
Yeah, he did.
All right, here's our question, though. What color is Mr. Bubble?
What color is Mr. Bubble?
What color is Mr. Bubble?
You're not talking about champagne here.
No, I'm talking about the bath brand.
Oh, man. Well, it's been a while since I've used Mr. Bubble. I'll have to think back a couple of weeks for that one. No, I don't have. Well, I think I do.
I think you probably do. Give us a call at 919-929-WCHL and win the first trivia question of 2015.
Yeah.
What color is Mr. Bubble?
Sort of like the first baby being born in the new year. Call right now and be a winner. $10 gift certificate to Cruisers.
Well, you're good to go.
Great deals are here to help with holiday shopping needs. Visit ourlocaldeal.com to shop our hot holiday deals page and save at least half off now through December 31st. One of the many merchants you'll find is Oasis at Carmel. It's 50% off, $16 worth of food and drinks available for only $8. Picture the perfect, intimate, and relaxed gathering spot. Oasis is the place. Located in downtown Carrboro inside Carmel Mall, it operates as a coffee house, tea room, wine bar, and cafe during the day. At night, the space is transformed into an environment of entertainment, connections, and inspiration. Find the hot holiday deals page at ourlocaldeal.com.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Richard Tofte is an extraordinary volunteer, and he does his volunteer work through the RSVP program at the Seymour Senior Center in Chapel Hill.
It's like family here. The staff, the people at work here, we all have specific goals and are working as a team no matter what it is.
Richard Tofte is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
I work at special events for Central Orange, and at the Seymour Center I work for front desk, primetime players, special events, special projects, program advisory committee, and Toys for Tots program.
Like so many other wonderful people, Richard Tofte retired to North Carolina, and we're glad he did.
Everybody told me that the weather down here was beautiful, and I live in Person County. A friend of mine asked me if I would go down to the writers group when they were in the old Elliott Road, and I went down there, and I fell in love with what they were doing, the people that worked, volunteered. Then when they built this building here in the Seymour Center, I said, no, this is for me. This is family.
Everybody who ever goes to the Senior Center loves Richard Tofte. One of the reasons is he makes them laugh.
I've always grown up with, maybe you can relate to this, burlesque comedy. And I try to make people laugh and make jokes out of things that nobody else would do. I get in trouble sometimes for that, but I like to make people laugh, entertain people, and be courteous to them.
Robin Balin overheard our conversation at the Senior Center and just had to jump in and sing Richard's praises.
I just want to say that he's remarkable. He's volunteered over 1,000 hours just this year alone. He steps up to the plate for anything, like anything that we ever need help with. Richard is there for us. He looks for the loners at the center, anyone who really doesn't know what they should be doing or what they want to do. And Richard takes care of them. He gets them involved with everything. He's like our ambassador. I'm the facility manager, and I've been working with Richard, and he's just wonderful.
Richard Tofte is practically a walking billboard for the RSVP program and the Seymour Senior Center.
We want to bring as many people as we can, because there's a lot of people that just, when they get old, they just isolate themselves. We want to reach a lot of people in a lot of areas and see if we can get them here and keep them here.
It's a wonderful facility.
Yes, it is.
Richard Tofte, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Freddie, you want to know what color is Mr. Bubble?
Yeah.
I'm just guessing here, but I'm thinking somewhere deep in the dark recesses of my mind,
right.
It's pink, right?
Correct.
Really? Okay.
Pink.
One of the bath brands made by The Village Company. Its slogan is...
Not the Village Company.
No. Makes getting dirty almost as fun as... Makes getting clean almost as fun as getting dirty.
Are you serious?
That's a slogan.
I don't remember that part.
Back in 2011, the number one brand in bath products, Mr. Bubble, celebrated that year its 50th anniversary. Mm-hmm. So I guess we're up to 52, 53, 54, 55.
Yeah.
I can't drive.
55.
But maybe you can with Mr. Bubble.
Yeah, and maybe you can drink some pink champagne with Sammy Hagar.
I'm forever blowing bubbles.
Tiny bubble.
I knew that was coming next.
Don Ho.
That's right. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful January the 1st. And somewhere today, have some turnip greens or collards.
And black eyed peas. Yeah, and ham hocks.
That's right.
Yeah, and all that for good luck in the new year.
That's right. Everybody have a happy, happy New Year's Day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Go to Mama Dips.
WCHL weather brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Today, sunny, highs in the upper 40s. This report brought to you by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Order your honey barbecue ham, smoked or Cajun fried turkey online today at Dickey's.com before they are all gone.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Gary Nunn. The first body from Air Asia Flight 8501 has been identified, confirmed by fingerprints and other means. The woman's body has been handed over to family members in Surabaya, Indonesia. Her casket was taken for burial. It could be some time before divers and other searchers can resume the hunt for the submerged plane. Weather continues to be a big problem. CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi.
Indonesian officials are saying the black boxes, the keys to what happened to that aircraft, may not be found for up to a week or more. And it's difficult to search at the moment because of the bad weather. And they haven't heard any pings. Now, there is a sonar detector on its way on a ship from Singapore, but it's not a surefire way to get them. Plus, conditions are not very good out there again. There was a quick break in the weather, but now they're back to heavy seas and so on. So that makes it difficult for anybody to operate.
The Java Sea off the southwest coast of Borneo is expected to be calmer next week. Winter made its chilly mark on New Year celebrations in much of the country. CBS's Steve Futterman is in Pasadena watching preparations for the Rose Parade.
When the clock struck midnight, the celebration began. Thousands of people spent the night on the sidewalks despite temperatures in the 30s.
We'll be fine. We'll be fine. The kids are bundled up. We're bundled up. We're ready for this.
We're going to be tough.
We're going to tough it out, yeah.
People came prepared.
Blankets and heaters and layers of clothes.
Is that going to make you warm or?
I hope so.
Even in near freezing weather, people said they want to see the parade.
No matter the weather, no matter how cold it is.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Pasadena, California.
A rare blanket of snow covers the foothills of Riverside County, California.
It was completely white. It was exciting because it's something we never get. So coming out here looking at it at first, it was like, this is cool.
New Year's resolutions are being made. These people today in New York.
To get fit and lose weight.
Hopefully to be a better person and to try to make an impact in the earth.
At least 35 people were killed, about 4 dozen injured in New Year's Eve celebrations in Shanghai, China.
The square on Shanghai's popular waterfront was packed with hundreds of thousands of New Year's Eve revelers when just before midnight there was a sudden stampede. People were knocked to the ground, trampled and crushed. One report suggests it began when someone threw fake money from the balcony of a nightclub to the crowd below. Hospitals were overwhelmed. Police brought out photos of unidentified dead in case desperate friends and relatives might recognize them.
CBS's Larry Miller at the Foreign Desk in London. The World Health Organization says the number of reported deaths from Ebola in West Africa is rising. It's now 7,905. Just over 20,000 cases have been reported since the outbreak began more than a year ago. Stage and screen actor Edward Herrmann has died of brain cancer in New York. He was the stuffy dad on TV's Gilmore Girls.
Well, I'll just say goodnight then.
Good night, Grandpa.
Herman's rich voice brought Franklin D. Roosevelt to life in films and documentaries. Herman was 71. This is CBS News.
Times are different than they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was. Nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with GEICO.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
The new year is getting off to a good start for some men working on a remodeling project in western Pennsylvania. The story from CBS's Pam Coulter.
In Washington, Pennsylvania, it was a case of finders keepers. A judge dismissed criminal charges against 4 men who split $60,000 that they found while fixing up an unoccupied house. The money was in a second floor dormer, and the newest bills dated to the 1980s. The contractor who bought the home from an estate found out about the money and called police. The judge said because the money's owner couldn't be readily identified, the men can't have the intent to deprive the owner of the cash. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
Blues musician Melvin Jackson has died in Las Vegas after suffering from Alzheimer's. As a trumpeter and saxophonist, Jackson performed for years with B.B. King and Bobby Blue Bland. Melvin Jackson was 79 years old. I'm Gary Nunn, CBS News.
And now, for Geico's stuff found in your car, we go inside your backseat vent.
Hello, the French fry by the pink crayon. Last week I was king of the car seat, and then your kid's favorite song stopped and boom, meltdown. Remember, it took you 15 minutes to clean up. 15 minutes you could have spent switching to Geico and saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. Please find us. If it gets any hotter, Pinky over there is going to have a different kind of meltdown.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its seven moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This morning on WCHL, another UNC employee has left the university following the revelations of the Weinstein Report. And there's local feedback.
Frankly, I've talked to some coaches who just don't believe that UNC coaches didn't know what was going on.
It is the first day of 2015. We have reached the end of 2014, and WCHL's annual year-end review continues. Coming up, we'll talk about number 7 on our list of the top newsmakers of the year 2014. In WCHL Championship Sports, it's a brand new day in college football, along with a brand new year, as the first ever college playoff semifinal get underway today with Florida State right in the mix, along with Alabama, Oregon, and Ohio State. And we'll also have the Osgood File. All that more on the first edition of 2015 of the WCHL Morning News.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. 7:07, 25 degrees outside. I'm Jeff Hamlin, substituting for Ron Stutz on the WCHL Morning News, and Happy New Year. Another UNC employee has left the university following the revelations of the Weinstein Report. UNC announced Wednesday that Dr. Tim McMillan has resigned. McMillan was a lecturer in the Department of African American Studies. Kenneth Weinstein's investigation found that he'd been listed as the professor and signed off on the grades for several of the paper classes created by Department Administrator Deborah Crowder. In addition, UNC also disclosed for the first time that the university's former faculty chair, Jan Boxall, who was fired immediately following the report's release on October 22nd, was indeed dismissed. Boxall served as an advisor for the UNC women's basketball team, and Weinstein's investigation found that she'd been fully aware of the paper classes and even suggested grades to Crowder for some of her advisees. Her termination, however, is not official. She has requested a hearing before a committee of the faculty, and UNC says that process is still ongoing. Wednesday's statement also confirmed that former academic counselor Jamie Lee has been terminated as well. According to Weinstein's report, Lee, too, was fully aware of the paper classes and steered student athletes to them. When the Weinstein report was released on October 22nd, UNC officials said that 9 employees faced possible discipline or dismissal as a consequence of the findings. UNC reiterated that on Wednesday, confirming that 6 other individuals are undergoing reviews in addition to Lee, Boxall, and McMillan. The university has not disclosed the names of those 6 individuals, but the Daily Tar Heel reported in October that the 6 are Bobby Owen, Alfonsi Mutuma, Corey Holiday, Travis Gore, Brent Blanton and Brett Bidger. Those names are unconfirmed, but that DTH report also correctly identified Lee, McMillan, and Boxall long before UNC confirmed they were among the nine employees facing discipline. You can read the full statement from UNC on our website at chapelboro.com. Barry Jacobs, a local sports reporter who also serves as an Orange County commissioner, shared some of his thoughts with WCHL's Danny Hooley about Wednesday's news from UNC.
I guess you're just hearing this for the first time, but what are your immediate thoughts on that?
I guess their first sympathy for the people who are losing jobs, and I guess you would say approval of the fact that the university is trying to get its house in order, because whatever else we've seen, it's that people were not operating within the parameters that they had agreed to operate within and that the university had committed itself to upholding. And so if those people whom you named are among them, then obviously the logical step is to remove them.
Did you know any of the people involved? Did you know Jamie Lee or Tim McMillan or Jan Boxall?
The only one I know is Jan Boxall, for whom I have high regard. I think she cares a lot. Not that the others don't, but I know from interviewing her several times, she cares a lot about the student-athletes. She felt very strongly that some of the student-athletes were brought into the university and not given an adequate opportunity to advance to a degree, that they were brought in already academically over their heads, and that there were not sufficient support systems in place to help them achieve. And I think, as we saw in some of the discussions that went through the Weinstein report, people in different positions reacted different ways to that, and one of them was what apparently Jan Boxall did, which was to try and help people maybe more than was appropriate. I saw an interview with someone who was a colleague of hers at another university who said that they had discussed at some length, Jan Boxall, what do you do when you feel like you're within a system that is not ethical? Is it appropriate for you to act unethically and or not consistent with the ethics of the system in which you find yourself? Of course, the simple answer is you remove yourself from that system. But I guess there are times when people feel that they can, like all of us in different ways, when we're going too fast through the 55 zone, that we can fudge and everything will still be okay. But when you're dealing with the reputation of a superior university and with the lives of a lot of people, it's difficult to say you can take those risks or cut those corners and be ethical and true to what you have subscribed to.
What do you think of the reforms that have been put in place by UNC since this came to light? Do you think that they're adequate to address these issues?
I haven't really seen all of them listed in one place, so I couldn't tell you. I think obviously paying closer attention to independent study classes and who's grading papers and assigning courses is a step forward that was shocking to not be in place already. So all of those things that kind of clean up the loose ends are good starts. But, you know, as we have discussed before and CHL has given a lot of people airtime about, there's a larger system here that is impinging on the ability of the University of North Carolina to offer young people who want to play athletics a quality public education and compete at the highest levels within intercollegiate athletics. It's not UNC's fault, but if it's going to subscribe to the system, then it keeps having to make choices. There was a New York Times front page story today quoting a tweet from the starting quarterback for Ohio State saying, and I'm paraphrasing, "Why do I have to go to class? I'm here to play football. I'm not here to play academics." And the more we go in that direction, and we're going, the more pressure it puts on the institutions that participate to make sure that they're still adhering to certain standards. I hope that the new rules will do that, but they're not going to change the pressure to win. They're not going to change the pressure to have more revenue, to have more demands on athletes' time, unless the university takes additional steps.
Yeah, and some of the problems, obviously, they don't start as soon as athletes walk through the university doors. It's a big question, but how do we begin to address that?
Well, I remember when Jim Grove was at Wake Forest and starting to have success, and they gave him academic exceptions every year, but the understanding was those players had to graduate on time, they had to comport themselves well, and they had to take credible courses. And as long as they did that, then the university was willing to make exceptions. Of course, private universities have more leeway to fudge because nobody can really track them from outside. But I believed him, and I think Wake is another high-level academic institution. So you have to look at who you're letting in. You have to look at, if I'm putting this young person into this environment, do they have a reasonable expectation that they will not only be able to compete academically, but feel like they're part of the group, the university, the student body? Because one of the other things that's going on here is that we keep separating the athletes from the rest of the student body. They live off campus quickly. They go to the Academic Excellence Center where they work out. They have meals. They get tutored. They hang out. They have team meetings. They do weight training. So how much are they part of the university? And all those things need to be looked at, and we don't just say, well, everybody else does it, and we want to compete, so we have to do it. Somebody suggested to me I need to speak with one of the UNC professors who specializes in game theory to see if, in fact, you know, the idea that I have to keep up with the Florida States and the Ohio States is really true for the University of North Carolina.
And finally, how accountable do you think coaching staffs need to be for the findings of the Weinstein Report?
Well, coaching staff have an interestingly ambiguous role in all this because, on the one hand, coaches, I don't know if it's true at UNC, but it's true in many places, get bonuses if they have a certain graduation rate among the student-athletes that are part of their team. If you're going to be rewarded for the student's performance, then you sure as heck better be on top of what they're doing. And frankly, I've talked to some coaches who just don't believe that UNC coaches didn't know what was going on. I'm talking about people who are their competitors, but also their contemporaries. They just do not believe that UNC coaches did not know. So should you know? Probably. But there are a lot of things like that in life where I think we would prefer not to know certain things because either we don't want to believe it, or it's inconvenient, or it's difficult to get to the bottom of it, and we have other things that we'd rather do. So I think that if the university would set a standard, which would be different than a lot of places, and say, okay, here's our standard, you are responsible. You do need to know. If we have all these tutors, you know, but you also, at the same time, can't go meddle with the academic side. You know, when NC State went on probation under Jim Valvano, the academic side pushed off the athletic side and said, we don't want you talking to our professors. We don't want any calls from the basketball office. So how do you work out those tensions in a way that's structured, has some more responsibility built in, and ultimately has more accountability?
That is Danny Hooley talking with Barry Jacobs about the news that came down the pike yesterday regarding UNC and the dismissals or possible dismissals of more people connected inside the Weinstein Report. Right now it is 7:18. And it's time now for traffic. This report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Just about everyone has the day off today, so if you are among those people, sit back, take it easy, especially if you partied a little too hard last night. This report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Fuel up every morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe coffee, cappuccino, and hot chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great. It's Cruisers. Good to go. WCHL weather is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. For today, we're expecting sunny skies on this first day of 2015, and we'll have highs in the upper 40s. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy, not quite as cool, with lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, slight chance of rain during the afternoon, highs around 50, chance of rain at 20%. And for tomorrow night, cloudy, 50% chance of rain, lows in the upper 30s. Right now, it is 25 outside on this first day of 2015, and this report is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or that custom piece that you've been dreaming of, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jewelers in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. WCHL News Time is at 7:19. And WCHL Championship Sports is brought to you by The Vapor Girl. Well, on New Year's Eve, the teams that made statements in college football were TCU, Boise State, and Georgia Tech. Perhaps TCU made the loudest statement of all, posting their most lopsided bowl victory in school history and handing Ole Miss its worst loss in bowl history in that school's history, as the Horned Frogs just hammered the Rebels by a score of 42-3. TCU finishes the year 12-1. Meanwhile, Georgia Tech last night disposes of Mississippi State by a score of 49-34. Yellow Jackets get a huge game from quarterback Justin Thomas, who wound up throwing for 125 yards and a touchdown, and he rushed for 121 yards and three touchdowns. So Georgia Tech, the champions of the ACC Coastal Division, wrap up its season 11-3, and their three losses came against Duke, North Carolina, and, of course, ACC champion Florida State. Once again, Boise State does it in the Fiesta Bowl as the Broncos defeated Arizona by a score of 38-30. Boise State ends its season 12-2. Since 2001, Boise State has more 12-win seasons than any other FBS school. Moving on to college football for today, and it's a historic day. It's the first day of the college football playoff, something that many people have waited a long time for. The semifinals will take place today in the Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl. It starts at 5 o'clock with ACC champion Florida State going up against Oregon. And then tonight, the scene shifts to the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans. It will be Ohio State taking on the number one team in the country, Alabama. College basketball from yesterday in the ACC. It was number two Duke remaining undefeated as they wrap up the calendar year with an easy victory over Wofford, 84-55. Elsewhere, Wake Forest defeated Princeton, 80-66, and it was Syracuse over Cornell by a score of 61-44. Moving on to the top 25, Big East play started with a couple of upsets. It was Seton Hall beating number 15 St. John's by a score of 78-67, and Xavier knocked off number 25 Georgetown, 70-53. Elsewhere, number 24 Colorado State still undefeated. It wasn't easy, but the Rams are now 14-0 as they win their Mountain West Conference opener over Boise State, 71-65. Elsewhere in the Big Ten, number 4 Wisconsin, 1-0 in conference play. They down Penn State inside the Kohl Center, 89-72. It was number 6 Villanova remaining undefeated. They are off to the best start in school history as they defeat Butler 67-55. Number 9 Iowa State over Mississippi Valley State 83-33. Also number 16 Wichita State downs Drake 66-58. And 18th ranked Oklahoma beats George Mason 61-43. In the NFL, Buffalo Bills head coach Doug Marrone has exercised a clause in his contract to opt out of that contract after 2 years with the Buffalo Bills. And so he is now a free agent, departing the team after two seasons. Marrone was formerly the offensive line coach with the New York Jets, and there are several reports saying that there is serious interest for the Jets to hire Marrone as their new head coach. Of course, the Jets fired Rex Ryan on Monday. NBA from last night, the Charlotte Hornets wind up losing on the road to Houston 102-83. James Harden, 36 points to lead the Rockets. Elsewhere in the NBA, Boston down Sacramento 106-84. Indiana, a second-half rally puts them past Miami 106-95. Los Angeles Clippers hand the New York Knicks their ninth straight loss. The Knicks are 5-29 now. Clippers win 99-78. J.J. Redick had 20. It was Milwaukee defeating Cleveland 96-80. The Cavaliers played without LeBron James and Kevin Love. San Antonio wins in overtime, no less, over New Orleans 95-93. Also in overtime, Oklahoma City beats Phoenix by a score of 137-134. And the Pittsburgh Penguins beat the Carolina Hurricanes 2-1. This report brought to you by the Vapor Girl.
Thousands of people around the country are switching from smoking to vaping. This is the Vapor Girl telling you that I turned a lifetime of chain smoking into vaping. Our customers find vaping is cleaner, healthier, and they love our hundreds of flavors that we create right here in Chapel Hill from homegrown tobacco. The Vapor Girl has everything you need to make the switch yourself. No more cigarette smell, no more cigarette butts. Visit one of the Vapor Girl retail locations in Chapel Hill, Durham, and Pittsburgh, each with a vapor bar for sampling. For more information, go to thevaporgirl.com.
25 degrees, WCHL News Time, 725.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by AJC. This is Charles Osgood. Mussels, moules, as the French call them, are a favorite delicacy of seafood lovers around the world. And they're not only delicious, but tenacious. They thrive by attaching themselves firmly to almost anything solid in the sea. Docks, pilings, buoys, the hulls of seagoing vessels, and even the support structures for oil rigs at sea. There's a natural super glue that's found on the threads on the mussel's outer shell, and researchers at Aarhus University in Denmark have come up with a chemical equivalent of that. Why? Researcher Marie Krogsgaard tells us.
One application could be glue for surgery, because in the body we have a wet environment very similar to seawater.
Aha, and there are more, as you'll hear after this from David Harris of AJC.
As we say goodbye to 2014 and welcome in the new year, it's a time, first of all, to say a heartfelt thank you. Thank you to our millions of regular listeners. You're in just about every state of the country, and you hear us on one of the hundreds of radio stations that carry us. And it's because of the generous support of people like you that we've been able to broadcast these weekly messages for more than 13 years. It's a time to reaffirm AJC's commitment to speaking up for the values that have always inspired these messages, a profound belief in democracy, democratic norms, and the community of democratic nations, an abiding respect for human rights and human dignity, and an unwavering commitment to interfaith understanding and cooperation. Last but not least, it's a time to wish you, our listening audience, the blessings of health, happiness, and peace for the new year. Please visit us at AJC.org. This is David Harris of AJC.
Paid for by AJC.
There are medical glues, but they either aren't strong enough or they release formaldehyde, which is toxic to humans. One of Marie Krogsgaard's associates at Aarhus University, Professor Henrik Birkedal, took part in tests to see whether the simulated muscle thread adhesive would hold other animal tissue.
We've done a test where we went to the butcher and bought a steak and tried to glue it together. But this, of course, is not good enough for actual real-life testing in humans eventually. So what we need to do next is develop it to a stage where we can take it into a medical laboratory and try to do animal experiments on mice first.
There are other possible applications for which instead of a butcher shop, you might visit an auto body shop. You can't cure a car, of course, says researcher Marie Krogsgaard, although the paint job might heal with this stuff.
And it has very nice self-healing properties. So you could imagine that you could coat the surface of your car with this self-healing material, and then if you form a crack, it will just disappear if you wait.
I can't wait. The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Vitale from All About Insurance Nationwide in Chapel Hill. We have products for all of your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and we can save you money at the same time. We also have the absolute lowest rates in the Triangle for young drivers. Call us today at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard and let one of our experienced agents give you a free consultation. We know all about insurance, so you don't have to.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a... no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for water and shock resistance. Immersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes. Rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
Great deals are here to help with holiday shopping needs. Visit OurLocalDeal.com to shop our hot holiday deals page and save at least half off now through December 31st. One of the many merchants you'll find is Tar Heel Photo Booth. Purchase photo booth rental and props for your next event or party. You can choose from two options at over half off. Photo booth rentals are perfect for any occasion, and they make a great gift for someone planning an upcoming wedding, reunion, birthday party, or corporate event. Capture some epic moments with Tar Heel Photo Booth. Find the hot holiday deals page at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL weather is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. For today, sunny with highs in the upper 40s. Tonight, partly cloudy during the evening, becoming mostly cloudy, not as cool, lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, cloudy with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon, highs around 50, the chance of rain at 20%. And tomorrow night, cloudy with a 50% chance of rain, lows in the upper 30s. On Saturday, rain likely, highs in the upper 40s, chance of rain at 60%. Right now, 25 outside. This report brought to you by the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Coming up, we'll have more local news. We'll also have a commentary from Lou Margolis, WCHL News Time at 7:30.
ChapelBurrow.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, ChapelBurrow.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch. Rough seas are hindering the search for the wreckage of AirAsia Flight 8501 in the Java Sea.
The main wreckage is thought to be in relatively shallow water, so if they can find that and the weather clears, the divers can get down and retrieve the black boxes. But the weather is terrible, and they're not exactly sure whether they have found the main wreckage or whether it's shifted by the waves and currents. It's not as easy as it might have been.
CBS's Alan Pizzi.
Search and rescue officials here in Indonesia are saying it could be up to a week before the black boxes are found. A sonar detector has been sent from Singapore, but as one official here pointed out, if you use ping detector sonar from a ship, you're always concerned that you're not hearing the pings from the black boxes, but maybe pings of your sonar bouncing off your ship's hull and other things under the sea. So it's very difficult to do.
The plane en route from Surabaya to Singapore was carrying 162 people. Several bodies have been recovered. CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It is 7:32 and 25 degrees. Happy New Year. I'm Jeff Hamlin, substituting for Rod Stutz on the WCHL Thursday Morning News for January the 1st, 2015. Hope you're doing great on this New Year's Day. We have reached the end of 2014, and as the new year begins, we're taking the time to look back on the year that was. For the next 2 weeks, as part of our annual WCHL Year in Review, we'll be counting down the 10 news stories, top 10 news stories, and the top 10 newsmakers of 2014 here in our local community. And that continues today with number 7. Whenever you talk development in Chapel Hill, Roger Perry's name looms large. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Roger Perry is a Chapel Hill native and president of East-West Partners Management Company. Since 1983, East-West Partners has developed more residential real estate than any company in North Carolina. Locally, that includes Meadowmont, Downing Creek, and East 54. Perry says the town's notoriously difficult development process has actually enabled him to carve out a niche in Chapel Hill.
One of the strategies of our company has been to take advantage of this very difficult entitlement process and be the only person who really wants to go through the hassle of getting the approval.
Now, as the town of Chapel Hill looks to revamp that development process, Perry and his company are on the vanguard, jumping at the chance to try new zoning and approval procedures. East-West Partners is spearheading the first project in the recently rezoned Ephesus Fordham District. The Village Plaza Apartments will be the test case for the town's experiment with form-based code. Perry has been vocal in his pursuit of a development agreement with the town to govern the build-out of Obie Creek, a 1.5 million square foot mixed-use development planned for 120 acres across from Southern Village. He's made it clear that bringing a big box retailer to Obie Creek is key to the development's success.
We have the ability to bring a large retailer to town, and to date, the town has not shown the willingness to accept, you know, a 100,000-foot-plus retailer. But they'll come. They want to be here very much. They'll definitely come.
Perry is also a polarizing figure, known for his bombastic style and his tendency to speak off the cuff to council members and citizens alike. He says this of his critics.
It's a whole lot easier to come out and say something's wrong than it is to say something's right. And so many times in Chapel Hill, we've had folks who get all their vision from their rearview mirror.
Perry says he's eager for Chapel Hill to usher in a new phase of economic development, even if that means his company might face more robust competition from other developers.
Despite what some folks probably say, the best thing that can happen to me and to East West Partners is for the town of Chapel Hill to do well and to succeed from an economic, social, well-being standpoint for its citizens. And I'm fearful that we are losing some of that.
Some in Chapel Hill see his work as an eyesore. Others see an engine for growth. Either way, Perry and East West Partners will likely continue to make headlines in 2015. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And that is the latest in our Year in Review series here on WCHL. Keep it tuned right here throughout the next 2 weeks as we continue to count down our top 10 news stories and newsmakers of the year, and be on the watch for our annual Year in Review special that will air throughout the next couple of weeks, including tonight right here on WCHL at 9 o'clock. A phone scammer claiming to be a deputy or officer of the Orange County Sheriff's Department's Warrant Squad is telling potential victims that they miss jury duty or a court date. According to reports, the scammer assures his mark that providing a credit card number over the phone will take care of the fine and prevent arrest and prosecution. Sergeant Butch Clark, a crime prevention officer for Orange County, told WCHL that about four or five such complaints have come into the Sheriff's Department since Monday. He says it's not a particularly novel scam.
It's just one that's popped up again. Some of the surrounding counties have had it. Seemed like it goes from county to county.
Some of the other counties where reports of the attempted ruse have surfaced this year include Wake, Mecklenburg, Columbia, Rutherford, Greenville, and Cumberland. Back in May, a 63-year-old woman in Leland reported being conned out of $5,400 in the jury duty grift. There are no leads in Orange County so far. Clark says the crook's number was disconnected when investigators called. The Orange County Sheriff's Department never collects fines or cost of court by phone, nor does the IRS, if you happen to have been on the receiving end of that similar phone scam attempt recently. Clark advises people to be smart and to never give personal information over the phone.
The red flag is when they ask for money, ask for personal information. We would never do anything like that.
If you get one of these calls, please contact the Orange County Sheriff's Department at 919-245-2940, 919-245-2940, or simply call 911. In head coach Larry Fedora's third season at the helm of the UNC football team, the Tar Heels finished 6-7, the first losing campaign for UNC since 2007. Following a lethargic bowl loss to Rutgers 6 days ago, where is the football program headed? With the report, WCHL's Matt Oakes.
It would take a beaming optimist to project much success for the Tar Heels in 2015. Things don't look good. UNC head coach Larry Fedora will have some soul-searching to do in the offseason for a number of reasons other than the disappointing finish to the season that saw the Tar Heels get outscored 75-28 in their final two games. Most concerning, however, may be the penalties. UNC was one of the most penalized teams in the nation, collecting 93 penalties in the regular season alone. It's tough to point to one glaring issue either in that department. The yellow flags have come from everywhere on the field for a multitude of infractions. Not to mention, it was a historically awful year for a Carolina defense that routinely surrendered north of 40 points per contest and was gashed in every way possible, including a whopping 5 yards per opponent rushing attempt. Yikes. Many players have voiced their frustration with the complexity of learning the 4-2-5 system employed by recently fired defensive coordinator Vic Koning. But yet, the Tar Heels didn't change anything for the bowl game in Koning's absence. Will Coach Fedora and whoever the new defensive coordinator ends up being see fit to move over to a more comfortable 4-3 formation moving forward? We'll have to wait and see. An even better question may be, how will the coaching staff build excitement and energy heading into spring ball with no momentum and a team that seems more divided than ever? Just take a look at some of the honest but pointed comments from senior safety Tim Scott, junior quarterback Marquise Williams, and sophomore receiver Ryan Switzer in the locker room in Detroit just last week. Luckily for Carolina, there may be a glimmer of hope. A majority of the team will be returning next fall, including an infusion of a few highly touted recruits, like talented New Bern cornerback Mike Hughes. But for now, it's clear the Tar Heels have hit close to rock bottom. The question is, can they pick themselves back up? Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It is 7:39 here on 97.9 FM, WCHL. I want to mention that the UNC women's basketball team will be back in action tomorrow, and they will take on East Tennessee State. This will be their first game of 2015, also their final game before conference play begins. So the UNC women in action tomorrow at Carmichael Arena. They'll take on the Buccaneers of East Tennessee State. Go out and watch Carolina play at 2 o'clock tomorrow. You can also listen to the game and watch the game on Go Heels TV. That's available at GoHeels.com. Right now, available on ChapelHill.com, a wide array of things. We have a complete rundown about the announcement yesterday from UNC about the resignation and one firing pending appeal in regards to the Weinstein report. And you can also hear the report and interview by Danny Hooley with Orange County Commissioner Barry Jacobs about that report. Now, on another note, we have something regarding Local Harvest from Camille Tindall, New Year's Eats. Now, she grew up in the eastern part of the state, and in fact, she's from Craven County. She grew up on a farm over in Craven County, and one of the great things to do every New Year's Eve is to go out and check what is available on New Year's Eve and have a good New Year's Eve meal, because you know what they say about New Year's Eve and black-eyed peas. It always represents good luck for the year ahead if you sit down and have black-eyed peas at your New Year's Day meal. Also, collard greens and lots of other traditional things that Camille talks about in this article. So check out Local Harvest on CarborChapelboro.com, and that is under our Lifestyle and Opinion page. Also, D.G. Martin has a brand new article up there regarding what is ahead on UNC Television's North Carolina Book Watch that's going to be featured coming up in January. Fiona Ritchie and Doug Orr have co-written a brand new book called Wayfaring Strangers, and DG talks about that book at length. And if you tune into UNC Television, what you can expect by tuning into that program and listening to that interview and about that book, Wayfaring Strangers, itself. So all that featured right now, a little bit of everything, as you would expect, on chapelboro.com. 7:42, 25 degrees on this first day of 2015, and coming up in just a second, we're going to have a commentary talking about why reviews in sports should be banned. That one from Lou Margolis. We'll have that and lots more. Stick around.
97.9 FM, WCHL, is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, and streaming live 24/7 at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary four-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing and we can say we knew her when. Visit unccchildrens.org.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lou Margolis. Let's stop the clock on instant replays in college sports. No reviews, no reconsiderations, no challenges, no huddling by referees waiting endlessly for some digitally empowered official to make a pronouncement from on high. Let's just stop this irrational practice before it really gets out of hand. These are games, after all. Games. Competitive activities for the amusement of players or spectators. The joy of sport is not enhanced, in fact, likely diminished, when short-circuited by a misguided desire to somehow capture perfection in officiating. The player, talented, devoted, impressive, sometimes beyond belief, are not perfect. I'd suggest that part of the thrill for spectators is the high drama of awesomely talented athletes challenging each other, sometimes beyond what us weekend warriors can even imagine. Games are fundamentally different from neurosurgery or sending rocket ships to the moon, where checklists and other techniques help imperfect humans come close to perfection because the potential costs of failure are so devastatingly high. We cannot, in fact, even define perfection in sports because there are